For the past couple of decades, some of Broadway's biggest hits and biggest flops have been based on movies. For every Lion King, there's a Footloose or an Urban Cowboy. A new adaptation of the quirky independent Australian film Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is opening tonight, and it has some built-in challenges. How can you portray the story of three drag performers who cross the vast outback in a beat-up bus on stage? Jeff London is our tour guide to the fabulous.
Years ago, Simon Phillips, the artistic director of the Melbourne Theatre Company, got a call asking him if he wanted to turn The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, into a musical. And he thought it was a pretty terrific idea.
I always thought it was kind of born to be a musical, that film. There's not actually a lot of music in it, but, you know, it's the nature of it. And also born to be a jukebox musical, because drag is, you know, it's the original jukebox musical, really.
The drag performers in the movie lip-sync to popular disco hits. In the stage version, three female singers, identified only as the Divas, fly in from above to sing them live. Simon Phillips says he and his collaborators combed through the screenplay to identify where music would underline the emotional beats in the story.
The big production numbers kind of replace those big desert pans of the film, you know, and the ballads are the close-ups.
For instance, when Tick, one of the drag artists, sings about wanting to see his son, who lives in faraway Alice Springs, the song is a Burt Bacharach, Hal David ballad.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you.
But director Simon Phillips says not every song in the show is used purely to advance the plot.
We always did go with a kind of a drag-like ethos for the show, that if we felt like doing a production number, we were damn well going to do one, you know, and don't ask why.
One of the loopiest moments in Priscilla is MacArthur Park, after two characters sleep outside of the bus and leave a cake out in the rain.
I've waited my entire life for this.
Before long, the entire chorus appears in cupcake costumes, says Tony Sheldon, an award-winning Australian actor who plays Bernadette, the transgender performer.
It's the first time I have laughed out loud at seeing costume designs on paper.
The outrageous and witty costumes are designed by Tim Chappell and Lizzie Gardner, who won an Academy Award for their work on the original movie. Gardner, who famously wore a dress made entirely of American Express gold cards to the Oscars, says the pair had only $15,000 to design and make all the outfits in the film.
Some of those costumes, it was just hilarious. They would last for two takes of the film, and then they would just, like, fall to pieces.
Because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have.
For the musical, Chappell and Gardner have a $1.5 million budget. There are 380 costumes made by 150 people all over the world and an army of dressers backstage. Gardner says it's allowed them to dream big, like their designs for the Act 1 finale, I Will Survive. It features multicolored jumpsuits, big headdresses, and impossibly high platform shoes. Gardner calls them Gumbies, after the old claymation series.
They're a riotously fantastic costume. It's a great moment when the three of them come out on stage, and then when the chorus comes out, it's just like I can hear the audience just audibly going, oh my God.
So now you're back.
Tony Sheldon has played the transsexual Bernadette in Sydney, Auckland, London, Toronto, and now New York. He says the show wins over all kinds of audiences, not just because of its high energy and exotic over-the-top designs. They end up identifying with the characters.
There's sort of not a lot that the audience has in common with them when the show begins, but as the show goes on, you realize they're perfectly ordinary people who just want to get through the outback without any mishap.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, opens tonight at the Palace Theatre on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
To see a slideshow of Gumbies, cupcakes, and more of the musical's costumes, go to npr.org.